With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with Nancy Waddell, who is the Hamilton Wenham girls soccer coach. And coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on a spectacular season.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got to tell me about today's game, coach, because you know, the kids, sometimes high school kids get a little, I don't know what the right word is, complacent maybe, and the season that your girls have had has been spectacular, but they didn't let up today.
No, but it took us a while to get going. It was 0-0 at halftime, but came out quickly in the second half and really picked it up and put in two goals right in a row to take care of business, and really kind of wrestled not only with Georgetown, but also the field that has seen better days.
Well, yeah, I know. And in your email that you sent out to the media, the last game on stadium grass, yahoo. it's like playing in a cow pasture sometimes, isn't it?
It's tough. It's obviously the way high school works when you try and play in a grass field and put a whole bunch of teams on it, and it takes a beating, and you get to this time of year and there's little grass and lots of mud and all sorts of things. So the girls did really well to handle the conditions and take care of the business today.
Coach, tell me about this game where you had a sophomore sort of lead the way.
Savannah Gorin. She did a great job today, just had her all throughout the midfield, center of the field, and just gave us a lot of intensity. And it seemed every time she got the ball, the only way they could stop her was to foul her. So we picked up a lot of free kicks, and then she had the second goal today, just a blistering shot to the near post, and she's capable of doing that. She's little but mighty. She's a tough kid.
I'm looking at today's email report, and it looks like you have a good blend of kids across the spectrum, from younger players right up through seniors.
We do. We have a great seniors to lead us who've been around for a while, but we also have juniors and sophomores who have a lot of experience, and we've got three freshmen with us who are learning every day.
12 shutouts in soccer. I know shutouts are not uncommon, but that seems like a lot for the season that you've had.
Yeah, I've got a really experienced defense. Everybody's back for at least their second year, and then Stuart Bernard in goal, who just has been fantastic, really, really leading from that goal mouth, and she obviously does a lot as a goalie, but just does a lot as a leader on the field, talking to her teammates and setting her defense up, and again, she's trying to be the safety release in the back when they play the ball back to her on the ground, and of course she can't pick it up, and you never quite know what you're going to get on the field when it's bumping all over the place, and she's done a great job all season taking control of that.
Mm-hmm.
And really being strong in net for us.
Sort of a twofold question. How important is communication, I guess, particularly on defense? And how difficult is that for that to be integrated for you as a coach to get the kids to sort of talk to each other or at least let each other know what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's, it is crucial in soccer. I think sometimes what happens with us is we don't communicate enough because we think we know each other well enough because we have so much experience playing together. I think it's one of those bonuses when we can really get the communication going. It helps significantly, whether it be who you're marking or who's going to a ball or telling someone they've got more time. Really, really crucial for a team to be able to do that.
I've missed making connections with you all season, and I apologize for that. So I need to hear a little bit more about some of your kids. Could you tell me who some of your leaders are?
Sure. So my three captains, Stuart Bernard is the one in goal, and then Lily Mark is our very sure-footed goal scorer who probably would prefer to be a distributor of the ball, but really is asked to do a lot more and just as far as getting the ball forward in the attack and putting a lot of shots on goal. And she's a senior captain. And then the third one is Leah Coffey, who is a four-year varsity player. And she's a defender, very strong on the outside, marking up. And the cool thing about Leah is she's the one member who's member of the team has been around for 4 years, so for four Cal championships. So that's pretty good. She came in as a freshman during COVID, so she's kind of seen it all over the 4 years.
Wow, that's so cool. What's the biggest challenge that your team has faced so far this year?
I think you mentioned it, the complacency, not sitting back and always pushing ourselves for more. And mm-hmm. I think it's sometimes we've shown up at a game and put a couple of quick goals in and just sit back and say, okay, we're done. So constantly trying to push ourselves to improve and get stronger as the season goes on. And obviously there's peaks and valleys in a season, mm-hmm. and you have to ride those out. And that's a sign of a strong team when you can do that. But you obviously want to be peaking as you head into the state tournament, and that's what we're working towards.
And I'm sure the three ties, have become teachable moments for you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. The the one of them was the first game of the season, and we hit a post and missed a PK in the final 5 minutes. So that was just realizing how you need to take advantage of your opportunities. And then the other Pentucket was at home. And they did a great job defending us on our field, and it was just a very, very hard day to score. Mm-hmm. And then I thought our game against North Reading, I thought that was the biggest challenge of the season for us. It was the third game at the end of a week, and they scored first. We went behind for the first time all season, fought back to get that goal, and clearly we were a little tired in that game after three games and that week, and it was a good battle.
Mm-hmm.
Would have liked to have played North Reading a second time this season.
Coach, you told me before we started recording here that your first season was the last time that Hamilton Wenham went 16-0 in the Cal, undefeated.
Yeah.
And here you are a few years later. Tell me about the experience between then and now, because you've had to traverse a lot of difficulties and adversity and teaching over the years, and tell me what this one means.
that year was my first year, and had a very strong senior group. I think I had, I'm going to say, 18 seniors on my team that
year.
Wow. So all returning, and they pretty much just needed someone to give them a little guidance. They were pretty well established and playing hard, and had a couple of superstars on the team, and a lot of girls who played great roles to fill in around them. And then this year is much more of a just an overall strong group. We're very deep. We can sub in a lot of players. And just a lot of girls who've seen how things work in this program and really want to push for, they're looking at that second state championship.
Mm-hmm.
That 2 years ago, that group set the bar pretty high, and I think everybody from that point on has said, hey, that's what we want.
I want to ask you kind of a silly question. That first year, Coach, when you had so many returnees and veterans, were you able to learn from them? Did that help you coaching down the line?
Oh, I think you learn from every group. I think there's sometimes that you say, oh, I've had this type of player before. And sometimes it's like, wow, this is a new one.
Mm-hmm.
What does she need from me? How do I coach this player? What are her strengths? How do I help her get to the next level? And that was just a group that, we had had an injury where we had to bring somebody back in, and so you're always learning from
mm-hmm.
from the different groups, and you take that with you, and every year is a little different, but sometimes you see the same type of team and say, oh, this one's like that one. I remember this is what worked well here, and I'll try that again, whether that be motivation or you know, getting that consistency. So, yeah, certainly as the years build up, you find more and more to check back on and say, hey, this is similar to that one. Let's see if the same thing works.
Fabulous tradition over there in Hamilton. And team dinners. Do you guys have team dinners weekly, that type thing?
Not always weekly, but, yep, we definitely have them. And good way for the girls to bond and see each other off the soccer field and make connections. Mm-hmm. And we have some team dinners with our JV teams as well, so that gives us the program feel. These girls, you know, they try and balance the soccer, the school, all their other interests, but we try and make sure that there's something on the soccer team beyond soccer, because mm-hmm. A lot of girls are out here to be with their friends just as much as they're out here to be playing soccer.
You know, finally, Coach, two more questions, but a good turnout from the student body, because I've noticed more than ever now that teams are supporting other teams within a school, you know, whether it's whatever it might be, male, female, whatever it is. And it seems to be sort of a growing culture that, okay, no matter what, win, lose, let's get out there and support one another.
And we definitely try to do that. We've got some strong connections between the boys and girls soccer team. We try, and it's easier to go inside and support the volleyball team. They're usually playing after we finish.
Mm-hmm.
And field hockey's been out quite a few times on the stadium field for us to support them as we're leaving in the afternoon. So I definitely believe that's a key piece of for the student body, to support each other and to feel like the athletics, win, lose, or draw, that we're all in it together and working to show our best each and every day.
Oh, it's a great spot over. Now, with you're getting new turf put down. Is that the idea?
We are.
And yeah, is that going to mess up your schedule next year?
It most definitely will, but that's okay. It's gotta be done.
Okay, it's worth it. I get that. Okay.
As much as I would love to play every soccer game on grass, if it's not going to be a field dedicated to soccer, it's too right. hard to maintain. And so the turf is the way to go if you can't have a soccer-only field, in my
yeah.
opinion.
Oh, I've been in that field quite a few times, so I know exactly what you're saying. Believe me. And finally, Coach, the state tournament's coming up. We have to wait for the rankings and pairings tomorrow. So what is your plan for the team coming up this week?
You know, just making sure that we kind of go back to the basics, make sure that we've got our fitness level where we want it to be, tweaking a few things, certainly getting ready to play on turf. So that's a bit of a change for us. And of course, you got to be ready for the penalty kicks. So that's an added element to every practice. So we'll have some fitness practice. We'll have some. We'll have a scrimmage during the week and hopefully be ready for whenever we take to the field probably next weekend.
All right. Coach, thank you so much for talking with me today. I'm so glad I finally caught you. And I look forward to talking with you during the tournament.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Coach. Congratulations. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
That's Nancy Waddell, who is the Hamilton Wenham girls soccer coach. They finish the season at 13-0-3. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.